Well, I don't think we could have had four better speakers than have moved from the neuroscience and the importance of the knowledge of understanding the brain to hear such a very positive how you've been able to help. I think you must enjoy getting up every day to deliver what you are doing to patients. I want to thank you very much indeed. Now, I think the whole message of all these presentations is how we all need everybody to come together, to put aside the tribalism and the silos, to begin to share all sorts of contributions that will make things a lot better. And you know, it isn't just about neurology and psychiatry, as you were saying, because you've got to remember that it is the brain that is managing the cancer, the diabetes, the cardiovascular. It is managing every single one of the illnesses. It's managing the medication. It's managing attending the clinics at the hospital. And Norman Sartorius has done a really nice piece of work which shows that once the brain is compromised, it can no longer manage the other diseases. So once he showed very clearly that once the diabetic patient became depressed, then the appointments are missed, the medication is muddled, the secondary symptoms begin, loss of limb, sight. The distress mounts in the patient, the distress mounts in the family, and the cost to the health systems begins to really accelerate. I don't think one can ever overemphasize the importance of the brain. And I want to ask every one of you to be really careful of your brain. I want you to nurture it. I want you to develop it. And above all, to protect it, because it is your sat navigation system for your whole life. Thank you very much for attending. I wish we'd had time for more for questions from you, because I'm sure you're alive with it. But these four speakers, I don't think, are departing immediately. So if you have any questions, please come forward to ask them. But I daren't go on because we've reached the end of the actual session. Thank you very much indeed for attending. Thank you.